Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moves in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Making sense of the new working from home tax rules is confusing to say the least. There's been loads and loads of announcements. I am no expert, so we are bringing in an expert to talk about it. Michelle Maynard, she's a chartered accountant and chartered tax advisor from carbongroup.com.au. Michelle joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Pablo. How are you?
I'm good. Now, the ATO and the government have introduced a whole bunch of measures to help stimulate, you know, and keep the economy going as we move through this really tough time. Wanted to talk about working from home because there's some interesting things that have been brought in, especially the claiming 80 cents per hour as a tax deduction in your 2020 tax returns. There's a bunch of other things as well. What are some of the key ones that people should probably be aware of?
Yeah, so the working from home deduction, obviously we've always been able to claim a deduction from working from home, but seeing that so many of us have now been pushed to working from home, the ATO have come out with this 80 cents per hour announcement to try and simplify things. So there are actually three ways you can claim your working from home allowance. The first one is this flat rate, 80 cents per hour, that you keep a logbook of your hours from the 1st of March through to the 30th of June, times it by 80 cents, and that's the deduction you claim. Pretty simple and straightforward. The second one actually is only claiming 52 cents per hour, and everyone's like, oh, I don't want to get less per hour. But that basically covers your electricity, your cleaning, and your office furniture. Mm-hmm. But you get to claim the work portion of your internet, your home phone, like your computer, your laptop, everything else. So that actually might get you a better deduction. The third and final way to claim your deduction is to add up everything that you've spent on working from home, work out what your work portion of that is, and claim it. So the key thing here is 80 cents per hour sounds good and it sounds simple, but it might not actually get you the best deduction. So make sure you keep all of your records and then you can work out at tax time which one's going to get you the best return.
Now, what can't we claim for?
Okay, so the big one, and I get this asked a lot, tea and coffee and biscuits that are lovely at work and our employer provides for us. When you're working from home, you cannot claim those, and you can't claim the cost of your food, unfortunately.
Unfair.
I know.
Unfair, government.
I know. And, you know, I don't know about you, but in this ISO life, you know, I've been buying a couple of extra bottles of wine. Unfortunately, they are also not deductible. But basically, anything that you need to be able to work from home. So if you've had to go out and buy a desk, you know, some paper, a printer, and you know, upgrade your internet plan because, you know, we're using much more internet now and not just watching Tiger King, you know, those sorts of things are now deductible. So I suppose the key thing here is receipts and records. The ATO is going to want to be able to substantiate anything that you claim, so keep those for 5 years. And we have to work out the work use proportion. So we can't claim 100% of everything because we know that we use internet for other things and that sort of thing. So you need to sort of estimate how many hours you're using for work and how many is personal and just claim that private portion. But basically, all your new equipment, you know, your home internet, if you get someone in to clean, which is lovely, you can actually claim the cost of your office. There's so many different things you can claim. The ATO website has a great list if you want to sort of get any more information about that.
Now, lots of parents obviously have kids working from home. Can they be classified as employees?
Oh, well, if you could get them to do some work, so I don't know about you, but mine aren't doing a thing. So,
no, my three-year-old's not very productive.
No, exactly. No, unfortunately not. And they actually, the ATO came out and said that a lot of people were talking about whether they could claim anything they buy to school their kids from home.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's not a deduction either because it's not related to any income that you're earning. Mm. So unfortunately, no, kids are not that great for tax deduction time.
If you want to find out more, info.carbongroup.com.au. Some great insights there because this thing's evolving. And I'm sure we can't predict what's going to happen in the future, but there may be some more sort of stimulus packages come in the next financial year, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, things are changing so rapidly. So we'll find more information when they tell us.
Excellent. Michelle Maynard, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.